If the brain is a home with many rooms, mine might be that one with messy rooms and crowded storages. Only certain drawers are placed properly, while others are complete chaos and disorganized. When I try to tidy things up, I have no idea what goes where, or how to keep it organized for longer than a month. Healing, and mindfulness, have never been quite a word in my journey. Its overrated use in the current social media scene only makes it sound more superficial than it should, maybe because of that I feel reluctant to relate to those words even though I connect my art practice to those terms. Karen. My hearing started to worsen about 10 years ago. Prior to admitting my declining hearing, I thought holistic approaches can be an alternative instead of medical ones, so I try to exercise my focus through meditation. Right attempt to take, for the wrong reason, to expect that it's a way out. Expectation. It's one of the issues I've learned through meditating. Whoever lives without expectation? It is human nature to expect, hope, and wish. It's what keeps us alive. It might make us dead as well when not done on the right dose, though. About 6 years ago, I learned to meditate. Just like most people, I thought it's about sitting quietly and your mind will be at peace. This course called Vipassana felt like a slap in my face that told me I was wrong, big time. The teachers taught me to be aware of the breath, to observe the ebb and flow of the mind, to walk through the process of facing myself. It literally makes me absorb the sentence, sit with it. Every human body has its own system and is working hard to function. Isn't it a miracle itself? I never really thought of it before. To notice that my body works properly, I am able to take a long deep breath, to stretch my muscle, to do any pose I want, to walk anywhere I want, to process anything happening to and around me, to observe and regulate anything happening inside me, to express what I feel. I never really thought of it before, of how precious those things are. Despite what I lack, I still have more. By Karen. When we are used to miracles, we never see it as something special anymore. Just like we were told that we're special, then every child who is told the same is also special. Then what's so special about being special? Maybe that's the point. We stop appreciating the miracles in ourselves. We chase other things, thinking that would satisfy us and make us happy, while our inner self tells us otherwise. Tinnitus are different for everyone. Therefore, different people cope differently. Most days, I spend my waking hours doing things while noticing my ringing head. I notice it stubbornly rings over any sound that comes into my head. I speak to others, their voices are overlaid by rings. I play music, and my hearing only catches particular sounds so it doesn't sound whole to my head, and my brain makes up those rings to fill the void. I read somewhere that tinnitus is not a hearing issue, but more about brain nerve issue. Our brain has a default task of surviving, so it's only natural for it to signal us if anything is wrong. Ironically, its attempt to save us from any trouble has made itself a threat for our very self. These ringings can be lethal to mental health. Tinnitus is also called phantom sounds, where nobody but the afflicted can hear. It feels isolating, anxiety-laden, and no significant medical help. When one cannot escape, some people can ignore it, some surrender. Some others, like me, gotta regulate because giving up is not an option. My hearing might deteriorate, but I learn from deaf fellows that they are undeterred, so I will do too. By Karen. It's about to feel like we belong. To see over the banal things, to read between the lines, that we're meant to be here. To be acknowledged and to be kind to each other and our own self. As a newbie artist, I still have to research a lot about the contemporary art. Coming from collage and abstract background, I found it refreshing to learn various possibilities in concept, visual and materials that could be used. After reading and researching about Christian's works, I wish I could sit in front of his works and admiring the details for a long time. The term, mark making, seems to be a connecting line between our works. Since the similarity doesn't have to be in visual way, but it can be in an essence or spirit. It's amazing that discipline, resilience, references, opinion and personal thoughts can be combined in one artwork, and I can find it in Christian's works. By Karen.